Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Eulogy, written by Jackie Bailey and read by Eileen Huynh. I startle awake, drool sliding down the side of my chin. I must have nodded off for a few minutes because the hospital day shift workers are starting to arrive. I can see the pale blue of nurses' uniforms and the bright pink of the maternity unit smocks. I fumble on the seat next to me for last night's coffee. The tepid bitterness of the burnt beans kicks me awake, which is good because I need to get moving. But when I try to sit up, I can't. This is interesting, the calm part of my brain says, taking mental notes. I have read studies about the physiological impacts of bereavement. They include neuroendocrine activation, altered sleep, immune imbalance, inflammatory cell mobilization, and changes in heart rate and blood pressure. This explains why I feel exhausted but can't sleep, why my fuse is short and my heart shivers, why my stomach clenches as if something terrible or wonderful is about to happen, or I'm about to throw up. My heart genuinely aches. My body is labouring with less air, under more strain. Waking feels like acclimatising to high altitudes, because I am doing exactly that. These physiological responses are greatest in the early months after bereavement. In some cases of extreme sorrow, survivors have been found to experience increased mortality. In other words, dying of a broken heart is real. After a few minutes of deep breathing, and before anyone comes to tap on my window and ask why a strange, unkempt woman is sleeping in the hospital car park, I am at last able to start the car. I head for a playground, not far from the hospital. An early morning jogger plods the perimeter, but there are no harassed mothers chasing gleeful toddlers, so I make my way to the toilet block. Technically, I'm not in breach of the protection order if there are no children in sight. I splash my face, brush my teeth, and give myself an all-over spray of deodorant. The funeral home is situated in a light industrial area of Logan City, just off the southbound freeway. As I take the service road exit, families and young couples stream below me on the A1 freeway, headed for the Gold Coast with surfboards and dreams of sunnier, happier versions of themselves strapped to their roof racks. The A1 highway circumnavigates the entire continent of Australia, an estimated 14,500 kilometres of bitumen, winding ever onwards. You can go anywhere on that road, become anyone you want to be. I contemplate the prefab building with Angel Companions Funeral Home painted in cursive font on the concrete wall before me.